Spirit Radio Podcasts.
Well, we've heard a lot about the importance of caring for the environment, especially this month with the release of Pope Francis's encyclical Laudato Si. Now, in the encyclical, Pope Francis accepted and was talking about the scientific consensus that human activity is a significant factor in changes in the climate. And he called the world to hear both the cry of the earth and the cry of the poor. Specifically, he was talking about the impact of climate change on the poorest of the poor. A disproportionate impact, in fact, is what he talks about. Now, like every problem in the world, I suppose it's important to look close to home in ways, saying, what can we do to help and ways that we can actually adapt? How can we change? Now, Ireland has developed a nation that has a significant carbon footprint. Now, this week, Professor John Sodo of UCD has raised the question of whether our future farmers are being adequately educated on the environmental impacts of farming activities, and then the knock-on from that result. Let's look at the environmental impact and how can that be minimised. On the line to tell us more, we have Director of the Centre for Atmospheric Chemistry at University College Cork, Professor John Sodo. John, how are you?
I'm fine, thanks, Brendy. Nice to speak to you again.
Well, John, I want to talk to you first. I know the EPA published a report last month and it had projections about the contribution of Ireland's agricultural sector to greenhouse gas emissions. Just briefly, what did the report say?
Yeah, well, before we just come to that, I mean, I think the real message has to be it's close to being too late to prevent irreversible damage to the planet and to us from climate change. And for that, we need education at all levels, and we need data like the emission projections that the EPA has just produced for Ireland. You can check some of these issues out, actually, at our website, crack.ucc.ie. If you're interested, but the Ireland's greenhouse gas emission projections 2014 and 2035, I think, proves a very good starting point to see where agriculture may contribute to the greenhouse gas emissions in Ireland in particular.
So the greenhouse gases are going up. What are the factors in terms of the projection? What are the main factors at play? Is farming a big part of it?
Absolutely. The problem is that EPA report finishes with a statement that with the analysis that they have, that Ireland isn't on track towards decarbonising the economy in line with the new climate action bill that's going through Parliament at the moment. And a large part of that is because of agriculture. It's a big contributor to greenhouse gas emissions. Most people might think, well, the emissions come from burning fuel in the home, and traffic exhaust is the main problems, and they are very important. But in Ireland, it is slightly different, as we'll see, because in 2009, traffic and domestic fuel burning accounted for about 33% of our emissions, and agriculture was a bit lower, at 30%. But the EPA calculations show that by 2020, it's going to reverse. And that fuels will give about 40% of what they're burning, and agriculture will be 45%, moving towards 50%. So in order to change these projections, we can perhaps try to change the agricultural projections, is you need education, and you need education of future farmers.
And is that happening at the moment at all, John?
Well, there are two, I think, important initiatives going on. One is that Board Beer has put their Origin Green program together, which brings farmers together and talks about environmental sustainability, etc., etc. I'm not quite sure if they give them positive advice as to exactly what to do, but they nonetheless, that's a very good starting point. There's that. But the other issue, challenge that there is to change this 40-year-old AgSci leaving cert a program that there is. Currently, the chemistry leaving cert does, at least as an option, include understanding of greenhouse gases, global warming, climate change. The 40-year-old 2000 AgSci curriculum is in the process of being updated. They're hoping to do it by 2017. And in my opinion, it should definitely reflect the fact that the practice of agriculture in Ireland will soon be the biggest culprit for GHG emissions. And it's not clear from their recent discussion document that was produced by the NCAA, that's the National Council for Curriculum and Assessment, if it's going to be included. I mean, it just talks about three main areas: soils, grass, and other crops and animals. And in my view, again, it is just my view, there should be one whole pillar on environmental sustainability and climate change there too.
Do you think, John, I know you touched on it briefly, okay, the Irish government, they're looking to reduce its greenhouse gas emissions. I know we've got our 2020 targets, whether we're going to meet them or not is another story. You might have something to say on that as well. But do you think, looking at the agricultural sector and the projected rises, is that an oversight by the government?
No. I think that they realise that regarding Ireland's economy, that moving towards food production that may be exported is an important thing. So there will be a balance for them there. There is a paradox, I mean, it's around the world, is that as climate change begins to check in, then less land will be available for food. There'll be desertification, et cetera, et cetera. So that land will be used more intensively to produce food, and for that, they'll use nitrogenous fertilizers. And the nitrogenous fertilizers themselves break down and they release what you might have called at school laughing gas. Nitrous oxide is what it is. And nitrous oxide is a very effective greenhouse gas too. So there are balances that have to be found, but we all have to play a part. It's not somebody else's problem. And I don't just mean the country, I mean individuals. It's all of our problems. And we need initiatives and we need education, and that's why I'm here today.
And John, I mean, in terms of practical ways that we could change this, is it all about changes to this agricultural science syllabus, which is when we're talking about future farmers, or does it go much wider than that in terms of changing how we actually produce food in the first place?
Well, there are two sides. First of all, it's talking about us as individuals. I mean, not all of us are farmers, obviously. So what we have to learn to do is really two things. Learn to cope with using less energy, or at least using sustainable energy, using solar panels, say, instead of burning fossil fuels. We can do something there. Less energy, less fossil fuel burning. Farmers, I mean, as from their profession, their main emissions are from so-called enteric fermentation and manure management and the fertilizers. So really using nitrogenous fertilizers, they may well have to move over to something else that I'm sure that they'd know much more about than I would. But it's the nitrogenous fertilizers that will even add to the greenhouse gases themselves.
And of course, one of the big problems is, and correct me if I'm wrong, is that the mass production that we're doing over here is having such a huge impact on the third world, where farming in a lot of parts of the world has become near to impossible, or indeed very difficult. And a big part of that is because of the impact of climate change.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's why the paper encyclical was brave and important, and other leaders, particularly business leaders, should follow suit, because it really mentioned the fact that the poorest in the world would suffer the most. And that's absolutely true. If, and these projections made by the IPCC are thought of as being perfectly possible, that is, in maybe 30, 40 years' time, we might have an increase in temperature over the surface of the planet by about 4 degrees, then something like one-third of Bangladesh will go underwater. We're going to have millions of environmental refugees, and these will, of course, be the poorest people, really, who move around and change our whole society, the world society, forever.
It is really quite a scary thought. Just finally, John, I wanted to ask you, people listening today, okay, so as you said, a lot of people listening today, not farmers, what can they do? And then for farmers that are currently working, that are going, you know what, I want to try and do something to lessen my environmental impact, what do they do? What's the next step?
Well, I think I've said it already. What I would say to farmers is look to your fertilizers and see if you can replace them with non-nitrogenous fertilizers in some way, so that they don't at least release the nitrous oxide. I would also tell them to make sure they join this Board Beer Green initiative, so as a grouping, they'll be much stronger and they can have knowledge. I would also tell them, obviously, to tune into our website, the crack.ucc.ie website, because we've got lots of information there. But for you and me, what I said before, I think it also holds true. Stop burning fossil fuels. Stop burning coal and oil. If you have to, you burn gas. If you can, not always possible, but certainly move over to solar panels and making sure your house is much more energy efficient, that you don't want 3 cars and 14 iPads.
Well, fair point, I have to say, and thanks a million, John, for joining us today. Professor John Sodhu is Director of the Centre for Atmospheric Chemistry at the University College of Cork.
Thanks for listening to our Spirit Radio podcast. Don't miss out. Subscribe today. Find out how at spiritradio.ie.